umkhuhlane lona owe COVID ulokuqhubeka ukhuphuka ngoba khona lana South Africa sinabantu beshona ngendlela emangazayo sesimene sibi kakhulu kanti ke njalo siyacabanga ukuthi nokwenzakalayo kungenzeka ukuthi lesi simo kasisibanga nje kuphela lapha eSouth Africa ngoba amanye amazwe amaningi siyabona ukuthi akuyisadak nawo mhlawumbe akakafiki ezingeni lokuthesta eliphakeme njengalokho sikubona kwenzakala eSouth Africa. Phambilini besibona ukuthi eWestern Cape bekubukeka ngathi iyona ehamba phambili ngomkhuhlane weCovid kodwa ngathi ke bathe mabenyusa izinga lokuthesta kumbe lokuhlola abantu lapha eGauteng. IGauteng isikhanya ikhuphuka nayo iningi laba isizondlula njalo iEastern Cape iWestern Cape. So siyaqhuquzela ukuthi abantu mhlawumbe bahlolwe ikakhulukazi uhulumeni abamazwe asesadiki nawo abonakale ekhuphula izinga lokuthi abantu batheste. Sizwile ukuthi eMalawi sokuqala ukukhuphuka nakhona amanani abantu abatholakala banomkhuhlane. So kuyinto eshaqisayo yona esingaziyo ukuthi azobe kulungele na.
Kuyini okwenza libone ingani umkhuhlane lo uzasabalala kakhulu usuka kwele South Africa la kwamanye amazwe usiya kwele Zimbabwe?
Ukuhamba kwamatraki nokuhamba kwabantu becross akusho ukuthi njengoba umkhuhlane usumningi lapha eMzantsi Afrika abantu abaningi mabephuma eMzantsi Afrika besiya nje Africa badlula kwela seZimbabwe, lokho kungaba kungavele nje kube into embi kakhulu ngoba lo mkhuhlane kusho ukuthi uzongena ngokusheshsha ugcwaleke nakhona lapha eZimbabwe, okokuthi mhlawumbe nje kungavele kube into engcono ukuthi umngcele uqhubeke uvaliwe nakhona kuzoba nomthelelo omubi kwezamabhizinisi. Kodwa kulesi sikhathi kuyinto esabisayo ukuthi kungenzakalani uma lo mkhuhlane ungagcwala eZimbabwe ngoba sisazi ukuthi izinga lezempilo libi kangakanani.